What's up, guys? The Smiling Afro here, and finally, I'm back for another episode of Fropinion, the podcast. So sorry it's been a while. I took like more than a year break. Yeah, I mean, okay, to be fair, pandemic was like, you know, fading away. Business was getting better for me, but I'm back, guys. I'm so excited now with a new setup. And, of course, to start off the new range or the new series of episodes, I have with me my two good friends, Kason and Alex. Woo, what's up, guys?
Sup.
Peace.
Good to see you, man.
Also known as my go-to videographers, you know, so all my Smiling Afro content, most of it, right, that is not filmed by me, is by these guys. So, of course, my trustworthy mates, I can call it, yeah. So, what's up, guys? So, can you just briefly tell us, tell the audience about yourself, like maybe starting from Kason.
All right. So, where did I start?
Or like maybe just, you know, like so maybe who you are as a videographer, like okay. what your name, what do you do?
Okay, so my name is Kason, also known as Kason Derulo.
Yes,
I've been working with
Kason Derulo
for okay. quite some time.
It sounds like a singer kind of name, right?
Right, yeah. Hey, you sing a lot.
I tried to actually.
Yeah, I never hear him sing before.
Bro, I tried to.
Okay,
I
next
tried
time,
to.
Next episode.
Get on. Okay, so I have been working with Ben for how many years since when?
2020.
Before COVID.
During COVID.
During COVID?
Yeah, 2020, yeah.
Wow, that's 2020, that's 3 years already.
Yeah, insane.
Yeah, so I've been working with Ben for three years already. And before that, I was actually flying.
Oh, yeah. He's an SQ guy. Yeah. You got a handsome face, lah. Look at that mixed blood face, lah. Love it, lah.
I look like Malay or something. No, I'm not, lah.
Oh, yeah. So, fun fact, okay, for you guys. I mean, you can't see this, but for those of you watching this, this guy is half Chinese, half Indian, but always gets mistaken as Malay. So, you can. It's safe to say that he's the ultimate Singaporean.
I'm the rojak.
Yeah, the ultimate CMI, but no O, lah.
CMI?
Chinese, Malay, Indian.
Oh, I thought they cannot make it.
Also that.
Hey. No, it's
just
not
kidding.
That,
it's not a CMI that. Where you can make it because you're the ultimate Singaporean, bro.
Can make it.
And this is the O telling the CMI. Yeah. The O from the CMI,
that's
yeah.
True.
So yes, okay, yeah. So you used to be flying stewardess, right? Steward.
I can be a stewardess if you want. How would you like some coffee or tea? Or me?
The beard gives it away, lah. The moustache gives it away, lah. So, but, yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, as Ben said, I'm a Innis Chindian.
Yeah, because you look more Indian than Chinese. So, Chindian, you cannot put the chin in front, lah. Yeah. Right. Hey.
Okay. So, so I was flying for 2 odd years. Then, I was doing photography back then. Probably doing NS, you know, NS. So, trying to help my friends take some photos, get their self-confidence up. And from there, I wasn't doing videos, actually. I didn't start with videos. I started with photos. And then after SQ, actually, my first big gig video was with Ben. Video-wise.
No, wait, was that I thought you did bigger gigs.
No.
No?
Which was Shopback.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was my first big gig. Then from there, I got more serious into videos. And then I do weddings, wedding videography. Wedding video and photo, like Alex. And what else? Photo, commercial work, product. Yeah. So right now, I'm just doing both content also.
Yeah, nice. Yeah. Awesome. And Alex, so how about you? Like briefly, your journey as a videographer and how you met me, lah.
Oh, well, I met like when we were... When we were yay high, we weren't that tall.
But that's true. I mean, if you guys have seen the previous episode where, you know, I interviewed Alex, right? And you know that he's such a primary school friend of mine.
Yeah. We met when we were, what, 7?
Yeah, man.
Thereabouts, primary one. Mm-hmm. And we lost contact for a few years and we reconnected and then started working together in 2021. I've been doing videography for about coming 12 years now.
Wow, 12 years.
Yeah, straight up.
You're a veteran.
I wish. you know, I wouldn't go that far to call myself a veteran.
12 years though, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Gosh.
The moment I got out of NS, I started doing video. I also did like live sound for my church events and all that kind of stuff. That's how I really got into it.
Yes.
And...
you studied audio, right?
Yes, I studied audio engineering and digital film. So just putting my diplomas to use.
Nice.
I have 2 diplomas, no degree. because I just didn't see the point.
Double diploma.
Yeah.
It goes double diploma.
Yeah? It goes 1 degree, no?
Wait, how do you do that? Double diploma.
You just take one after another.
Oh, what? Really?
Yeah, you can.
Oh, okay, yeah, cool.
Some people do it after a degree. They do a second diploma for another purpose, but I just decided to skip the degree part because I'm academically challenged.
Ah. Okay, guys, so if you want to be like Alex, take a double diploma.
The way you say it, academically challenged, like, no lah.
You would know. I failed my way through school, okay? That's just how it is.
Okay. I've said it to you guys, said this to you guys many times, but I'll say it again. I'm so grateful to have basically met you guys and have you guys be part of the Smiling Afro team. Smiling Afro wouldn't be Smiling Afro without a lot of people, including these guys. All right, so I'm eternally, truly grateful. And yeah, I mean, talking about like being videographers, right? Like, I guess there's this like stigma or whatever that, oh, only people who can't study become videographers. I don't think it's fair to say that. Okay, it's a stereotype. Okay, stereotypes are based on truth. But no. But the thing is that, you know, I want to say here, right, that education just puts us in different boxes to show our different abilities. Right, I mean, it's unfair to say that we all went through the same system, but not everyone can run the same race. We all run different races. So I think that particular track that we're on, let's say primary school, secondary school, was just to figure out so where we stand in our life and what we can do. So people forget how important skills like videography. What skills do you call that? This is a more
hard
creative
skills.
Creative and also
tactile, I guess.
More hands-on.
Hands-on,
yeah. Yeah. And it's important because for many things in life, we need people like that, right? You know? Yeah. So if everyone's a CEO or everyone's a top-level boss, then who's going to do the work?
I mean, nobody's going to
do
it. Like
who's going
to
do the fun stuff?
Yeah. By the army. If everyone's a general, then who's going to go die?
Right. Who's going to fight? Yeah.
If you put it that way.
Yeah. I mean, in this case, you say that, oh, the boss will hire us to do the videos, but then if anything goes to shit, it's like, oh, your fault, eh? No, they do one, right? But it's okay, it's like the people are just equivalent to the soldiers who are dying. Like.
Yeah.
Non-essentials.
It's rare, but it's always good if you find a boss who is willing to say that, no, buck stops with me, I take responsibility because I'm in charge.
Yeah.
But that's a rare thing to find. It's true.
Right. But yeah, like I say, you know, I remember growing up, you know, in fact, I'm going to segue into a question or something that I remember Kaysen saying to me before. So I think growing up in the society and the way our educational system has like led us to believe is that if you don't do well in school, you are useless.
Oh.
But, you know, I'm glad to say that now in my life, I've seen all my friends in different stages doing different things. And then, so what,
yeah.
You know, like, I know this. Okay, one thing about Senpets, boys. Okay, now we're Senpets, right?
We're all the same school, right?
No, except for Alex.
Primary.
Yeah, we're all St. Michael's. We're all doing well, okay, wah. St. Michael's, we're all happy in our fields, huh?
No thanks to some people.
What some people?
A long story, man. Oh. Long story. You know Alex has history, yeah. But, like, you know, basically, we found out, I think a lot of Senpets boys or Christian Brothers school boys, we somehow find our journeys and we'll do the best wherever we go. You know, I'm not saying our schools don't do that. I'm just saying, because since we can relate to St. Michael's and Christian Brothers schools, right? Mm. Yeah, but one thing I want to talk about is, you know, anyone can be a videographer, you know, and I don't think it's always based on your intelligence level, right? But there's one thing I want to say, like, I had this conversation with Kaysen a while ago, and he was like, oh, he thought that because I was express stream in secondary school, I was arrogant and, you know, this type of person, typical, like, you know. Then he don't want, so he originally had this, like, impression of me before we actually met. Yeah. So I was like, honestly, very shocked and sad because I can imagine a lot of other people, just to say, of course, Kaysen comes from the technical.
Yes. So I was from normal ACAD.
Oh, normal ACAD, sorry.
Normal ACAD. But then, fun fact, after that, I didn't get a diploma. So I went straight to ITE.
Oh,
yes,
okay,
you know,
okay,
like
okay,
every Singaporean kids after their O levels, you'll be like, oh man, I'm useless. Yeah. I cannot do anything. So I was like,
that's a very terrible thing to say about people who go to ITE, right? Like,
I had that perception within myself, you know, like, I cannot do anything. I was really, really like trying to study very hard. But then I guess math wasn't my strong suit.
Okay.
More to like language.
Crystal.
Cool.
Sorry, what was that?
Yeah. Yep. Okay.
So you're more to like love language, yes?
My love language is physical touch.
Hey, that one you good lah. But you cannot count lah, that's all.
Okay, so so I was saying, I was like, oh my god, I cannot do anything in my life. I'm more of a hands-on person. So I went to ITE. So to be honest, ITE was my turning point.
Okay.
I felt like when I went there, I felt I came out of my shell.
Interesting.
I became more open, less reserved. That's the place where one of my lecturer, she was like, hey, you actually have a skill to talk to people and you can like talk to a bigger crowd. I didn't know I had that in me. So she put me a challenge. She was like, okay, I want you to host a event for our school.
You did? You hosted?
Yeah, I hosted. So I was like shitting bricks. I was like, my god, this is the first time.
Yeah.
Then you know you have the imposter syndrome.
Yeah.
I was like, who am I to do
who
this?
Who am I to do this, right? Yeah. I cannot count now, guys.
So she's like, okay, I want you to host for our some graduation ceremony. And then you're supposed to be the one leading the host. So I was like, okay. So it was my first time. I had to like plan scripts and everything. So it was a very nerve-wracking experience. But after that, that's when I realized like, okay, I have it in me, but I just have to push myself. So for those people who are out there, you know, in IT, you'll find your calling some way or another. And then from then on, that's when I like, okay, that is my strength. I have to work on my strength, which is to connect with people.
Nice.
Yeah.
So beautiful.
From then on, it just trickled.
Yeah. So what if you cannot you don't do well in maths? So what? You know, there's you honed your other skills.
Your horn.
No, but yeah.
You're fine as long as there's no countdown, right?
Yeah.
He's like, all right, guys, we're going to launch this event in 2, 3, 1. Sorry. I'm here on the stage. I don't do maths. I just want to go back to the point, right? So when you felt that I expressed stream, so you cannot talk to me. So like, What were you thinking ahead before you met me? Like, I just want to recap that.
Okay, so coming from the not express stream, we all have this perception, okay, naturally, I think when someone's higher than you,
okay,
you feel like okay, they're snobbish.
I see.
When I look at you, first time, before I talk to you, because you don't really talk a lot when people don't approach you, your face will be a bit more like...
I have a resting bitch face. I do have, you know, although I'm the smiling girl, right? Yeah.
So... knowing that you are from Express Stream, then I was like, okay, this guy, you know, naturally you'll be like, okay, this is an elitist mentality, you know, you don't want to talk to people. You only make friends. You only will make friends who are like around your same level.
Okay.
Naturally we have, not saying that everyone has that stereotype. Yes. But then after when I got to know you, I was like, hey, this guy's quite chill, man. Like,
Right.
Then when you get to know your story and everything, like, actually, it's just a stereotype. Yeah.
It's just... first impressions are very misleading, right? Yeah. All right, great. But you know, I'm glad that in the end, we cleared the air. I mean, unintentionally. It was just getting to know each other, right?
It was at a party, right, or something.
Yeah. But also, you know, I think I did tell you that, you know, all my life, I've always I've never cared where anyone is from. Mm-hmm. You know, I said, I want to be friends with everyone because I think it's also due to my background, how I grew up in church and everything. I always believe, hey, you know, there's... I couldn't stand this idea of elitism and, oh, people only hang out in their own groups. You know, I believe everyone should be my friend. Everyone has different skills.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm glad, of course, I have you as a friend too. Huh?
Thank you, brother.
So on that topic, so Alex, you were saying just now that, hey, you didn't do well in school.
Yeah.
But you built your way up, right? So, I mean, how do you feel when you were like, you know, not doing so well, as you said?
Yeah. I mean, I think it was tough because at the time, there were people, especially teachers and even some classmates, people who were around me who just absolutely were just like, no, you're never going to make it. You can't make it. And I was in the express stream, actually, in secondary school. And just, you know, there were still people who were just like, oh, you won't make it. Or you can't do this. How you think you can make a career out of X, Y, Z? Because I think from when I was 15, I started doing videos with those little handy cams and all that for like school events.
Point and shoot.
Yeah. Point and shoot and try and learn how to take photos and all that kind of stuff. So I was interested in that early on. But I think everyone was just absolutely convinced that, you know, you can't make a life out of that. It's a dead end thing. And, you know, like I said, even my teachers were like, oh, you know, that I had a few good ones who I still keep dear to my heart. But then there's a whole ton of them who were just like, no, you're going to be a failure in life. And I was like, no,
especially in probably 10 years ago,
yeah,
it was creative was a bit more shunned upon.
Actually, it's true. You artists, you no longer make it in life.
Photographer can make money, man.
I remember my art teacher, she was very kind in her way. But she, every time I would, because she liked my art because I was good at art class, right? But every time I would talk to her about, oh yeah, I want to pursue this as a career, she was just like, you want to end up like me, is it?
Hey!
I was like, wow.
What is you?
Teacher spitting out truths.
Oh, shit.
I mean, I spitting felt bad facts. That she felt that way about things that she was passionate about.
Right.
Was
that's
kind of
sad,
that's so
though.
Sad. Yeah. It's like you can't share what you actually love to do.
It's like you're to be like me, teacher. You're supposed to be like my mentor.
My inspiration.
Right. But, you know, clearly she had been beaten down by the system and people felt like, you know, what is art? You can't make money with art. All that kind of jazz.
Okay. But I mean, it goes without saying, you know, I know that you guys are very happy with what you're doing now.
Yes.
And I'm also very happy that you're doing what you do. Because if not, I wouldn't have gotten a chance to work with you guys and be so excited every time I'm going to shoot a video and you guys are helping me out. Because I always believe in working together with people. I never believed in, like, you know, working by myself all the time. No man's an island. I truly believe that. Mm. And I always want people to share in my joy of building the Smiling Afro. And, like, I mean, even for briefly, if I were to share my story, I know, I mean, it's unsaid, but growing up, when I chose the art stream or chose to go into creative arts, right, like filmmaking, I know there were a lot of people in my life from all the different areas of my life who looked at me, oh, is it because you... you know, not academically inclined or anything. But no, not true. I actually did love a lot of subjects. I did love, like, geography studying.
I just thought he was a straight A student in primary school.
I was. You know, and I loved maths. I love mathematics. I love counting. But in the end, all I did was I took those skills and put it into my filmmaking. You know, like, that's why I'm a producer now, right? Because I love counting and managing accounts and counting money and everything. And also whatever my language skills and geography skills, you know, comes with, like, busy nature or what not. All in filming. And then my language skills more like, you know, communication with people and thinking about stories. And yeah, so what, you know? And I never once had to say anything or fought back with all the doubters. I just did what I loved. And now I'm doing what I love and building the brand. And I know people are looking at, okay.
Yeah.
Quietly just, you know, some people will be like, oh, I always knew you can do it. Fuck you, like, you always knew I could do it. Fuck, like, fuck you, I've seen it, okay? But, you know, yes, and but basically, I want to round up, you know, saying that, yeah, you know, as a reminder to students out there and people worried about their studying, you know, of course, work hard,
yeah.
But know your abilities, right?
If find
you know
your strength.
Yeah, if you know that this is not what you can do, whether or not you do great, straight A's or not, right? Not everyone still ends up doing the standard stream. Oh, we're going to be a lawyer.
I mean, actually, know, Ben, you know
we're
what?
Not, we're not like our parents' generation where, you know, you stay in a job for 30 years and that's it. That's your whole life.
Oh, yeah, that's true, yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, Ben, you know, like, when I was young, right?
Yeah.
I had so many aspirations.
Yeah.
First of all, I wanted to be an engineer.
Okay.
When I was young.
Nice.
After a while, I realized I cannot do maths. Okay? Then I was like, okay, that's not for me. So I was like, okay, I like history a lot.
Yeah.
So I went to watch a lot of history channels and I liked dinosaurs back then.
Interesting.
So I wanted to dig. I want to be an archaeologist.
Oh, really?
One point. So I was digging a lot of
stuff. I can imagine
you
with the, you know, the hat, everything, you know? Indiana Jones kind of look. Yeah. So
but
Indian
then I realized,
Jones kind
right?
Of look, yeah.
I realized, like, Singapore cannot dig anything.
You didn't catch that, yeah.
I didn't catch that.
Said,
what is it?
I said Indian Jones, yeah. Indian R. Jones, yeah. And then, sorry, you're saying yes.
So I was like, I realized, like, I cannot.
Singapore's got nothing to
dig. Yeah, I got nothing to dig in Singapore. So I give up the idea.
Dig up the past of your ex on either side.
Then you be a PI. Like.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I realized, like, I had so many aspirations. A lot of the society pressure was on me to be something of a title. I never knew deep down I would want to be a photographer or videographer. I had zero interest in video or, like, in the arts back then. I was like, what arts? I also was one of the part of the society I can make money
arts will die on poor forever la. Alex, what were your aspirations when young, if you did have
well, I mean, my aspirations when I was young was to, you know, destroy the planet.
Oh yes, I remember this, guys. Long story, guys.
You want to be Thanos,
story.
Is it?
Long story.
Maybe.
Long story.
Anyway, no, my aspirations when I was young, definitely I did want to go into, I think what I wanted to go into more than anything was storytelling. Because I love stories.
I mean, you did, like, if all the destroying the world, it was a lot of storytelling. Hey, great imagination, I remember.
Yeah, I used to draw in class a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's the kind of drawings where a psychiatrist will look and like, we need to talk to your son about certain things.
I mean, there was that. There was some of the.
Is that why your shirt is come to the dark side?
Yeah.
We have cookies.
I live on the dark side.
To be fair, if you think of it, Kason, just between you and me, right? Yeah. If Alex was led to maybe follow up his dreams of that, right? He would become Amos E. You know what I'm saying? Because Amos E, I think, was led to fester his
guidance,
and then he just went all out.
Yeah.
And yeah, he really has Amos E hair and everything. No, just kidding.
I thought that was you.
It was more me, but now you look at it, if people say you look like me, therefore.
Oh, that's true.
But so how did you change from wanting to rule the world to...
well, you know, it's as hard as I found Jesus.
Oh, shit.
Amen.
Yeah, but at the same time, I think my parents and my family just encouraged me to pursue more creative outlets. And at the same time, also pursue something that could help me sustain myself. And my parents thought videography and photography was a possible avenue.
Wow.
Well, thank you, mommy and daddy.
Very good, supportive parents.
Thank you, mama and daddy Chung. If not, I wouldn't have.
Wow. You know, it's very rare, no?
It is very rare. So my parents were always very supportive, which was, I think, the main thing that kept me from the brink of anything. I was also pretty, like, suicidal, mental issues. I was patient in IMH for, like, God knows how many years. But, you know.
What helped you out?
A lot of therapy. No. And family Jesus. Support, Jesus, everything.
Yeah.
A whole lot of friends.
Look at him now. He looks fine, right?
Yeah.
Great.
You wouldn't know.
I saw the old Alex and the sudden new Alex. So it was very shocking for me.
Oh.
Yeah, which I also covered in our episode.
Yeah.
Right. But yeah, it was amazing to like meet him one day. He was like, hey, Ben. Like, just like chill.
Totally
like,
different. Like, you know, 360,
yeah. At peace, it was a different kind of Alex, yeah.
At which age you start to realize a change in yourself?
Specifically, age 17. That was the
turn. Wow, that was a critical age. That's where you actually start to really develop.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Wow. And for me, guys, believe it or not, I wanted to be a robotics engineer because I loved robots so much when I was younger.
Really?
I really wanted to be.
Robotics.
But as I grew up, right, I've always tried to do science and everything, but I don't know why, I just lost that and I just became very... engaged in learning more about the creative arts like theatre and acting.
How did you go into filmmaking?
How I got into filmmaking was, I always loved Mr. Bean. Like, I always loved
my
acting,
favorite.
But I never thought it would be a career. I was just amazed by how Mr. Bean was able to make people laugh without saying much.
Yeah, it's such a
It's so
genius.
International, global, you know, kind of like language because it's like
physical
language, comedy.
Really, yeah.
But I just did it as a hobby. I just loved it, enjoyed it. I never thought I would do it. But when I went to poly, I chose like a motion graphics course because it was closest to media. It was like Nanyang Poly, so near my house. Like,
what?
Yeah. So our first project was to create a video. So for the first time in my life, right, without any experience, I took up my family's digital camera. I went to video mode and I just clicked record and I just used whatever I've seen on TV, whatever knowledge I have of how videos work, moving, cutting. I just created, I took some shots. I went to iMovie. Never used it in my life, bro.
Oh my
Never
God.
Used it. I looked. I didn't even do any tutorial. Legend. I looked at it and I was like, okay, because I'm very hands-on. I like to discover things by myself since young, right? So I went to, so this is how you do it. You have clips together on a timeline and it is very chronological. Okay, so I did it. I created the video. I did the best in my class and I was like, hey. And I made everyone laugh. I was like, hey, I can make people laugh through this medium. So that's when my filmmaking journey truly started because the curiosity hit me. And that's where, I mean, for a long story, it's like, when was that? That was when I was 17. So it's like 15 years ago.
Mm.
15 years of like diving into the world and here I am today. Like, you know.
But weren't you scared when you were young at 15, trying out this thing? Like, oh my God.
It was 17 actually. 17. But I wasn't scared because I think when you're young, it's like, you know, you just try, right?
Try.
I think the younger you are, when you start something, I just do lah.
Yeah.
I have a long life ahead. Yeah. So, because of that experience, guys, that first project, here I am. Yeah.
Smiling Afro.
No,
yeah. So yeah, thanks guys for being part of this episode. I'm so glad to have you guys here and to like get to know you guys a little bit more. Mm-hmm. Introduce yourselves and your videography journey. I just want everyone to know how they came about to become my videographers, you know. Which, did we cover that?
I don't know.
I think briefly, basically I knew you did videography. Yeah. I had this proposal to Kaysa. I was like, hey, I'd like to work together with you. Would you like to work together with me? We met for coffee.
Yes, correct. It was in the air, you know?
I still remember Kaysa's face was, I know, I saw his face. He was a bit like uncertain. I think we didn't know each other very well. Yeah. So he was still very like,
who's this Afro guy?
He was like, okay, we'll talk. Then I was like, okay, this guy.
For coffee, I thought insurance or what?
Yeah, that's this guy's like, basket, this guy don't work with me. Lah. But we try. Then, but somehow fate, the first gig came and the rest is history. For Alex, we haven't seen each other for years, a decade plus. But we bumped each other at church events, Catholic events, and I knew what you did. I always hear about what you do.
Yeah, because I joined the production company for a while.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was doing corporates and other stuff. And we run into each other.
In our friendship circles, they talked to me about Alex. I was like, I know that guy. Yeah, the videographer, you know. Mm. And
10 years.
So suddenly, this was 2 years, no, 2020, right?
Yeah.
2020.
Or 21.
21, 2021, September. Yeah. Randomly, I was in Thompson Plaza walking. I was going to go to my car. And I saw this guy in the distance walking around with ice cream.
I went to buy ice cream.
Yeah. And I was like, hey, Alex Chung, what's up? And then it was a very brief conversation. But basically, he told me he left the production company. He's doing freelance. And I was like, this is my opportunity. Fuck it. I was like, bro, let's catch up. You know, I want to know what you do. Oh shit, you use Sony cameras? Great. I need to talk to you. Let's talk and see whether we can work together. The next thing I knew, next week, I was at your place having lunch.
Yeah, wow. You brought over your cheesecake.
Oh yeah,
I really enjoyed that.
The burnt cheesecake.
Your wife
oh my
cooked
God. Famous burnt cheesecake.
Pulled pork.
Pulled pork. Oh yeah, yes, that was great. Was there shepherd's pie?
I think so.
Yeah. But that started this beautiful journey, you know. And and I was very excited to finally introduce them together. Forgot which project was it again?
Body shop.
Yes.
Body shop. Body shop.
Okay.
That was our first project together, right?
Yeah, and wow, this is more than a year ago.
Wow.
And
Like, Alex.
The rest is history, and history is still being written among us.
Indeed.
For the Smiling Afro.
Absolutely. Yes.
I mean, they even helped me set up this new podcast studio. So thanks, guys. Thank you very much. And that's all we have for this episode of Fropinion, the podcast. Thank you for listening and catching or watching if you're on YouTube. But yes, stay tuned. You know,
subscribe,
as I have more guests.
Subscribe.
And they'll be coming back for more episodes, right?
I'm sure.
Yes.
All right.
More stories.
Guys.
Juicy stories.
I've been the Smiling Afro. Say bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Ayo.
Smiling Afro.
Ayo.
Ayo. Smiling Afro.